New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist,
Lisa Davis.
Hello, hello, everybody. I'm Andrea Donsky, and you are listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. And I'm usually with the beautiful Lisa Davis, but she is off today, so I'm hosting solo. And we have an unbelievable guest today, probably one of my favorites. And before I introduce her, I just want to start off at the top thanking our sponsor, Maddie's Healthy Products, for making our show available, for making it happen every single week this month. And I'm very, very, very grateful to them. So if you want to learn more about Maddie's products, you can visit their website at maddieshealthyproducts.com. And they make products for indigestion and cough syrup and all these amazing products. So, all right. So we are going to get started. And I want to bring in the beautiful Isabella Stoloff. She is a shaman and an absolutely incredible person. And I'm super happy to have you today, Isabella, because as I said before, when you came on and, you know, before we got on the air, I was like, oh my God, what is going on with the energy today? Because there is something happening. Because even before I came onto the show, I was like, oh my gosh, I could have had a better guest today. So please do tell.
Oh, yay. Well, it's lovely to be back on the show. And I remember the days of coming on once a month with you. So we both got very, very busy. And so what's going on with the energy today? Is Valentine's Day. You either have a partner or you don't have a partner. That partner's either romantic or they're not. And we're feeling it. You know, we're feeling this, like, gosh. And right now, I think we're feeling the planet as a whole and what's going on with Mother Earth and our society and our government and our systems and our, you know, and so there's just so much. Regardless of who you voted for and what you believe in, there's so much going on right now energetically. We have more information coming down at us than we've ever had before. You know, if you're in a bar or there's television sets everywhere in a restaurant, there's television sets that, you know, it's just constant stimuli, constant. And I think it's getting to us, especially those of us that are super sensitive. Like you and I, and I think that's why we get along so well when we see each other, because we're very sensitive people. And if you're listening to the show and you're a sensitive and you know that you're an empath, which means you feel other people's feelings, so there you go. You absorb that. So that's what's happening right now. You're an empath, and you probably were with somebody who had a lower vibe, and you might have taken on some of their energy. So right now, I'm going to ask you, my dear, a few people. Yeah. Well, and we all are. So I'm going to teach it to you, and our listeners can do it as well if they're feeling kind of hung up on something. So you've done this with me before. So just take a deep breath in.
Okay.
And then you're going to blow right through your hands and clear your energy body. So it's a deep breath in again. Clench your fist. And blow all that negativity out. Return their power to them. Return highest and best good, no harm to anyone. You don't want to send their negativity back to them, but you just want to say, I diffuse this situation. I give this person responsibility for themselves back to them now. Clear, clean energy. Just give them back their energy. And I'm going to take my energy off them, because we also drop energy or leave our energy behind as well. So how do you do that? The phone went ring. you just claim all your energy back to you now. This is a live show, man. We just go. So you claim all your energy back to you now, and you give everyone their energy back now. Then you create a boundary called an energetic boundary.
Okay.
So you create an energetic boundary between you and the other person, and you blow out, you know, any negativity in your body. And you can start to feel more relaxed, feel like you're coming back to yourself. And what's interesting, because you're going to talk about the good vibe deck that my daughter and I created that I'm so proud of, you can go to OCHealingCenter.com. That's Orange County, HealingCenter.com, and look at the good vibes tab. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so of course, I pulled the name of the deck, which is good vibes. So it says, choose to send out good vibes every day. That's the card. With the great graphic that my daughter made. And then it's in alphabetical order. So I'll find the book the part so, that I wrote.
Isabella, I think we should start off with what do the cards mean? So for people who are listening, you're like, I've got my cards. What do the cards mean? We're talking about angel cards. What kind of cards are we talking about?
These are good vibe cards. So I created this deck with my daughter. I've been wanting to have a positive affirmation deck for 10 years. Took 3 years to finish. And so if you're out there working on a project, it will get done. It just takes time. So have faith. And I just wanted a daily reminder. You know what really happened? Here's what really happened. My clients would say, I wish I could take you home with me. I wish I could put you in my pocket. I do have your words in my head, but it'd be so nice to have you at home. And I thought, well, if I make a positive affirmation deck, you're going to. Of course, you can pull a card, and it will be exactly like me speaking to you in your home. So here's the choose to send out positive vibes every day. Did you know that your mood affects your environment? Not only that, it contributes to the energy all around the world. Interesting, we were just talking about that. Thoughts create vibration, and they are very powerful. Today, feel yourself becoming aware of the thoughts and vibrations you are sending out. Shift that which is heavy and unpleasant. And then I have 3 steps for you to do and a little notepad on the other side. It's so cute.
Awesome.
I'm so proud of myself. I really am. Okay, so here's your 3 things. If you're feeling down, do your best to shift out of that story. Imagine one of your happiest moments and raise the vibration in the room. Put on music, dance, sing, or use colors to change your mood. And the affirmation is, I choose good vibes every day.
What if people are annoying us today?
What if people are annoying?
Mm-hmm. What if people are just getting on my nerves today? I think maybe that's more, it's not so much that I'm in a bad mood. It's more just, I feel like I'm very impatient. That would probably be a good word for it.
So great. So what I do is I practice non-attachment. The problem is you're attached to the situation.
Yes.
So if you're attached to the outcome or you're attached to the situation, then you can get annoyed and frustrated, right? If you practice non-attachment and know that it's all going to work out for the best, highest and best good, no harm to anyone, then, you know, that's their stuff. You don't have to tap into it. Now, we all have stuff, you know. I just bought medical insurance. Here's mine. I just bought medical insurance. I got Kaiser. I have my first visit. They call me and say, oh, you weren't covered yet. Well, what do you mean I wasn't covered yet? You made the appointment for me. I paid my $667 a month. You know, well, you're not covered too much.
What?
That's either going to work itself out or not. Whatever that's about, I can't. And I did start to get upset. I was like, I'm going to cancel my, forget them. And you know what? I just practice non-attachment. It's all going to work out one way or another. I can deal with it when the time comes. So how do we be in the present moment? How can we be more present in our bodies, more present in the moment, more, you know? And so the card, the deck of cards to me is a thing where I can just pull a card and shift out of that old consciousness. Cause it's a very old vibration, guilt, shame, you know, it's just all these, they're all annoying, getting annoyed with people not doing what we want them to. We can't control anybody but ourselves. The only thing we truly have control over is our mind. That's it. Tell me, what else do you have control over other than your mind?
Absolutely. It's how we look at a situation.
There's no control over anything.
Yeah, we can get annoyed. We can control our, for sure. And you're right. I'm attached to the situation and getting it from, you know, different sides from, and it could just, you know, but yeah, you're right. Change it. And I love the idea of detachment because and that's a hard thing to do, you know, and especially when you care about somebody or you obviously want to help somebody, but it gets to the point instead of me wanting to care, I'm getting annoyed with them. And I'm just like, I'm starting not to care.
So right. And then you get to give your power away. Well, then you give your power away. And when we give our power away, we're pissed.
We're mad, for sure.
Right? We're like, I gave you all my energy and you're not doing what I think you should do. Right? No, just sorry. I love you. This is my suggestion. Take it or leave it. Do what you want. It's your life. It's your life, not mine. And my life, how do I want to feel? You know, and I'm far from perfect. Trust me.
Well, we're human, right?
I'm so human.
Human form.
Oh my goodness. self-sabotage, all that stuff, you know. I mean, you know, and the beating yourself up. Oh, I should have had 5 books written by now. But I had a TED Talk. I mean, you know what I mean? Oh, well, whatever. Hey, I did get the good vibes deck out.
I'm very proud of you about that good vibes. You know, I actually love doing reading cards in the morning. I think they're amazing.
Yeah, and to have them throughout the day, I have clients buy 2 decks, and they have one in their pocketbook, and they have one at the office or one at home, because it's like once you're stuck in a vibration, let's say, and you're gone down the rabbit hole, and you're ruminating over the same thing. You guys know, out there in radio land, you know what I'm talking about. Your mind is attached to this one thing, and it's going over it and over it. Over it, and it goes back to it and back to it's like, my goodness, what a waste of my mind. my mind could be creating Bahama vacations right now. Like,
exactly. And we're sitting there ruminating on the stuff we shouldn't be.
Right. Ruminating on the stuff we shouldn't be. And then there's a judgment too, right? Woulda, coulda, shoulda, we shouldn't be doing this. So, you know, really, how do we just, I have this video on my website, and it's like my little commercial, let's say. And I would listen to it. I made it a few years ago, and I'd sit in front of it, and I'd listen to what I said at the end, which was, leave yourself alone. Get out of your own way. And I'm looking at myself, telling myself to leave myself alone and get out of my own way. And it's just an interesting thing. I think I made these cards for myself, you know, yes, for the masses as well, and for people to wake up and for people to have good vibes. But really, I needed this. I need to tell myself, choose to send out good vibes every day, shift your consciousness, surrender to the beauty of life, claim all my energy back to me now. You know, because as a shaman, and then we didn't really talk about that, you know, becoming a shaman, it was like, your radio listeners might be saying, what the heck is a shaman? So a shaman is a conduit between the physical world and spiritual world. And the first radio show I ever did, I had to look it up because I didn't really know what it meant. I had just happened upon this training program and put myself in this energy. And I always believed in energy. I always believed in past lives. My mother was very eclectic and, you know, believed in astrology and past lives and things like that. So I was raised that way. But I, you know, nobody ever talked about shamans, really. And it's Peruvian shamanism. So, you know.
What's Peruvian shamanism versus another type of shamanism?
Well, it's interesting. Like, I have no idea because I haven't done any other shamanism, but I thought, like, I thought they were Native American, only Native American shamans. Come to find out it's Peruvian shamans. There's Russian shamans. There's Mongolian shamans.
Oh, wow.
And,
okay.
Yeah, right? Who knew? Hmm. But mostly, like, there are shamans that do different. They work with plant medicine, or they work with herbs. They work with energy, and that's really what I do. What I do is work with energy. I don't really work with the herbal part of it, but I know how to move negative energy off of a field, off of someone's energy field. So, I mean, you've experienced it, so you know that it's not as strange as people may think, like, oh, what's that weird thing? But it's like you go to the therapist and you talk to the therapist about the issue over and over and over again. You come to me, you talk to me like a therapist, and I move the energy. So next week we're talking about something else. Or we're talking about if it's a core issue, you know, we've got more work to do on clearing that energy from your childhood. But it works so quickly. It works so fast. That I, you know, once I had my very first healing, I had to know more about it. And I guess it was because I was supposed to give up my career as an acting teacher and become a shaman, which was so foreign, so foreign. And through that was working through my own stuff, working through my mind. You know, the mind is the mind can be a treacherous place unless
we
learn how
to propel us forward or hold us back, right? I mean, that's really what the mind is, everything and how we perceive things to be.
Yeah. Well, and then this is cool. Wherever thought goes, energy follows. So think about that. Wherever thought goes, energy follows. The law.
So how, the universal law. So how do you, let's say you think of something and then you're like, you know, cancel. How do you stop that thought so that it doesn't, so the energy doesn't follow?
I create a new thought. I have the ability to create a new thought. Now,
you cancel the old one?
Negative thought, right? It's easier to create a negative thought than a positive thought. But, you know, you just, the blowing really helps. I don't really know why, maybe because you're blowing the negative energy out. The blowing really helps me. And then I say, okay, how does this thought serve me? Is this thought serving me? No, it's not. Well, okay then. What else do you want to think about? I don't know. Let's think about nature. Let's think about the ocean. Let's think about creating something. You know, let's think of, so it's, let's think about being productive. So, and I think I got a lot of that productivity, you know, vibration from my parents. They were very productive people. But I just try to create some. I like, whoa, even this. Okay. So you know how you're laying in bed at night and that's when you want to think about everything? Go over the day.
Of course. And especially if it's the middle of the night.
Yeah. And then you can't shut it off. Just goes and goes and goes. Yeah. So, I was there. So what I did was I would just say the word love. I would try that. If my mind really wanted to fixate and think of something, I would think about the one messy drawer in the kitchen that I wanted to reorganize. And I would distract my mind from the problem that it was trying to fix by having it fix the drawer or clean out the closet or clean under the, you know, whatever I could do to redirect my mind. So that's how you do it. You do it by redirecting your mind to something productive. Then the mind falls asleep. It's exhausted. It just cleaned out the drawer. Because if it's still thinking about the problem, it wants to fixate and fix it, and it can't because it's trying to go to sleep. And so, you see what I'm saying? So you just, like, you move it in another direction. You tell it, I love you. You're doing such a good job. Yeah, but you know that one thing we didn't do right? No. Over here. Let's clean out the refrigerator.
Come back.
It's like talking to a small child. It really is.
Really, it is. It totally is. No, it's true. And our minds tend to wander, especially late at night, first things in the morning. If you're waking up at, like, you know, super early, and then it's like everything feels like it's so bad. And then as time goes on, it gets better. But no, it's true. You know, our mind is an incredible thing.
Did you know that you could just act as if? It doesn't even have to be true. Mm-hmm. And it'll happen. You just act as if.
Oh, really?
The mind will go, no, that's not real. But what if I said, we're going to just act as if it is real, because the thoughts create a vibration. So if you're re-imprinting your energy body with a negative vibration, this is what creates illness. This is what creates problems in our body. So we have to learn how to retrain our mind, choose to send out good vibes daily, and really just wrap our head around what can I do for my mind? How can I feed my mind? And act
have
as
a couple
if.
Of good.
I'm just going to act as if.
I have a couple of good quotes. What you find in your mind is what you put there. Put good things in there.
I like that. Yeah.
And the second one is, you are what you think you are. What do you think you are? ?
Great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then with the low self-esteem and that I'm not good enough, people. Mm-hmm. Right? Who I was, I still can be, but not nearly who I was. I'm not good enough. That's who I am. I have low self-esteem. But then as I worked at this and I read Louise Hay and did the, You Can Heal Your Life book and I just worked at my mind for 25 years, really, way before the shamanism, way before I worked on my mind and my vibration. And then eventually, this came out and now I can just pick a card. Let's pick a card right now. And it says, the key to enlightenment lives in your mind.
I love that.
The key, because I was like, people were coming to me and wanted to be enlightened. And I said, well, what if you already were? What if you just told yourself you're enlightened? Now what? What are you going to do with it? You're enlightened. Okay. The key to enlightenment lives in your mind. The key to your success lives in your mind. You create your reality. Wherever thought goes, energy follows. You create your reality. Act as if. If you had told me, first of all, if you had told me I was going to be a shaman, I never would have believed you. If you would have told me I would have traveled to Europe 3 years in a row, six different countries, taken 17 people to Peru, gone on all those to Ibiza, all these magical Glastonbury last year with a group of eight. I would have asked you how am I going to do that? How will I ever get all that done? Well, who's going to pay for it? How am I going to do it? Do you know what I mean? I acted as if I could, and I did it, and it's done. I've already done it.
Wow, that's amazing.
Okay, what do you want to do now? I want to take a group to Peru in October. Oh, I'm going to be, if you have any listeners in Sarasota, Florida, I'm going to be in Sarasota, Florida, doing a deck signing and a weekend workshop and a beach ceremony. And there's the store's called Wild Ginger Apothecary that I'll be working at. Wild Ginger Apothecary. I'm going to do a day of healing for people. So look me up. It's on my calendar, OCHealingCenter.com. So March 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th, Sarasota, Florida. Find me there. And then if you're interested in Peru, sign up to come with me in October. I'm going to take a very small group.
That's amazing. And what do you do in your groups when you take them?
Oh, it's super fun. We go to ancient sites and we sit on the land. We connect with the land. I install the Munaki, which is a spiritual installation of medicine rites that were developed by the Caro in the Andes Mountains of Peru, but also my teacher, Dr. Alberto Violdo, who has the Four Winds Society, which is where I studied and trained. You know, he took what the Caro taught him and the Munaki rites and sort of added to them to make them more palatable for Westerners. And it's just an energy transmission of love and light, basically, but it connects you to the animal kingdom. It connects you to sacred sites around the world. And so I install the rites. We do ceremonies. I do something called a despacho ceremony, which is a Peruvian prayer. And it's unbelievable. I've been seven times. I love it. Seven times to one place.
That's unbelievable.
But it's so groovy. I love Peru. I took Victoria, my youngest, that did the cards with me when she was 16, 17. And she got off the plane in Cusco and she said, "What is that, Mama? What is that smell?" I said, "It's oxygen, honey." Air.
That's what
air smells like. And even though you're in a high altitude, you don't have much, it smells amazing. I'm like, that's what air is supposed to smell like, honey. And the people are so kind and lovely. It was just, I love showing people what I love, you know. I took people to England last year, you know, to Glastonbury. We hiked a tour at the solstice sunrise, and we did Stonehenge and Avebury and Tintagel Castle. Oh, God. I mean, there's some beautiful places around the world, you know. We need to go, and we need to be and see and feel different energies, you know. We're very lucky in America.
We really are. I'm sorry. Even just talking to you, I could just feel the energy. Like, I could feel myself more relaxed now than when I first got on. I could feel the, you know, when you talked about your cards, I could feel that energy. Like, you know, I think it's great what you do. And I think that people, all of us, you know, we all need help. Everyone, you know, even you said yourself, you're still human too, right? So I think it's always nice to work with others who can help us get to that next level, who can help us see things that we may not always be able to see in the moment, especially, and I'm very guilty of that. In the moment, I get very caught up and I have that attachment, and I have to learn how to just, like you said, detach. And I, you know, I forgot about the blowing and I love it. And I totally forgot to do it. And I'm going to be doing it now. I have to put a note, like a sticky note on my desk or something, and just, you know, blow.
I want to make a t-shirt.
Breathe? It should be blow.
I want to make a t-shirt that says blow it in the stone. But you know, I have that YouTube channel, honey. So just go to Isabella Stoloff on YouTube.
Yes.
And
yes.
I've got a million videos.
Yes, you're right. And I forgot. I did. You're right. So
basically,
it's YouTube.
Feel and heal. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, YouTube Isabella Stoloff. And you can get to it from OCHealingCenter.com. You can go into, there's YouTube videos there. Like the one I did in Bali, like, you know, and just punch through and go over into the YouTube channel. But, you know, you can find me on Facebook. I go live on Facebook a lot. I just did the new moon ceremony live on Facebook. I have a class coming up. If you're in the Irvine area, I'll be at the Temple of Light, OC, teaching a couple-hour workshop and doing a despacho ceremony. So lots of opportunities to connect and get together. And oh, my goodness, I came to Canada. I'm sorry I didn't get to see you, but I love Tofino. Tofino, I want to take a group to Tofino. Oh, my gosh.
I think that's on the West Coast, right?
Oh, gosh, I have no idea. It's near Victoria. I mean, it's like...
it's West Coast,
north,
yeah.
I think, of Victoria, possibly. Yeah. It's up. It's up. We drove for at least 5 hours. I'm like, it's like going to Vegas. Like,
yeah, no, it's West
like
Coast.
LA to Vegas. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you live in a gorgeous place, honey.
Well, thank you. I mean, you know, like you said, you know, North America, we're very blessed. And also, every, you know, different parts of the world that I haven't even got to see. So many, like Peru, I'd love to see Peru, some of the places you're talking about. So I think that's what you're doing with your trips. I think it gives people an opportunity to see it also in a different way, because it's more of a spiritual way.
Well, it's not a tour, that's for sure. You know, people are like, mm-hmm. whoa, do you have a tour guide? And I go, nah, I do have one guy that I hire to come and talk. But it's mostly about being on the land, being with the people. Mm-hmm. I found an orphanage that some of the money will go back to.
Nice.
You know, and I love experiencing different cultures and different people and different energy. And you know, so if you're interested, come along. I know you got kids.
Well, I think it's great. Yeah, for me sometimes it gets tough, but one day, and I did get to experience you, and I experienced being with you and having you work on me when I was in Anaheim, so in Orange County. So that was pretty
awesome.
That
was fun. Mm-hmm. So I want to leave people with tools for success, right? We talked about good vibes daily and tools for success. So to break down what we talked about, blow it in the stone or just blow it in the air and release the energy off your energy field that is negative. When you're with somebody and they're bugging you, practice non-attachment. When you're absorbing their energy, give it back to them clean and clear and take your energy off them. Call yourself back to you. So those three steps are pertinent along with working with the mind. So becoming your own best friend, treating yourself like your own best friend, talking to yourself. I really have to separate myself sometimes and say, would I say that to my best friend? No. Would I talk to another person that way? No. So why are you talking to yourself that way?
Mm-hmm. Very good point.
You know, you're the one.
Hard on
you know,
ourselves.
Yeah, you're the one who's going to go to sleep at night and put your head on the pillow and wake up in the morning. You're the one that's creating your day. So create your day in a magical way.
Oh, I like
create your day in a magical
in a magical way. I feel like I'm in a Disney movie. I like it. Love it. It's awesome. Well, thanks so much, Isabella. I mean, always such a pleasure to speak to you and to hear what you're up to. And congratulations on your cards. And so again, where can they buy your cards if they want to find it and buy it off your website?
Off my website. Yeah, best way, really. They're in some stores. They're in a store in Virginia. They're in a store in Paia, Hawaii. They're in a store in Sarasota, Florida, and there are stores in Irvine. But you can just go online to www.ochealingcenter.com, Orange County, healingcenter.com, and look for the Good Vibes tab, and then click on that, and it'll go into the Squarespace part of the website that has the, it's easy to buy on PayPal. So, and then I ship it out to you. So I'll ship it out to you. And the videos, you know, you can find videos and blogs that I've written over the however many years, going on, 9 years now? Gosh, what year is it? 2017? Yeah, we're getting there. 8 years.
I love it.
But it's always a pleasure. I love being on your show. You're such a doll. You're such a warm, caring individual. You know, the fact that you take your time out, find sponsors, and thank you to our sponsor. What was her name?
It's Maddie's Healthy Products. They're awesome.
Isn't that cool? Thank you for, you know, sponsoring this show for us to be able to reach millions of people and talk about health and beauty and, you know, being beautiful on the inside. So I love that you're open to speaking with a shaman. And
absolutely.
We have a long relationship now. Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, again, I'm going to repeat what you said is thank you, Maddie's Healthy Products. And if you have indigestion or a cough or you just need something to cool down your chest, if you're feeling congested, visit maddieshealthyproducts.com. And Isabella, thank you so much for being on. And again, it's Orange County Healing Center, OCHealingCenter.com. I'm Andrea Donsky. Lisa Davis is off today, but she'll be back next time. Like us on all social media at Naturally Savvy, at Andrea Donsky, at Radio MD, and at Health Media Gal 1. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.